Great talk right there with Billy Wynn, defensive lineman of the Cleveland Browns. Part of the fun of doing the show right here on the Dog Bowl in Berea. Just walked by, plopped down, and talked about the upcoming game. And I'll tell you what, it is a team. We've talked about how the team is confident, but it's not cocky. They know that they still have to do their work and get the job done, and I like that. A quiet confidence, but a team that knows it's all about focusing on the task at hand, executing the game plan, and doing what needs to be done to bring home a victory this Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals. We're going to get some barks from the Dog Pound now, 216-578-0850. We are joined on the line now by John in Cleveland Heights. John, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Okay, how are you guys doing?
Great.
Good. Hey, I have a question. It's a big concern of mine, I'm sure, maybe a concern of yours as well. At quarterback, I think there's should be a degree of urgency because just in case Jason Campbell goes down, we're back at square one and as far as quarterback and proficiency. So it seemed like they would invest some time and effort in maybe signing another quarterback or someone that might be able to step in.
John, who do you want them, though, to sign? That would be my question. I'm not trying to be. I'm really. It's not really even devil's advocate. I'm at a loss to tell you who I'd feel good about. I know your answer is anybody but Brandon Weeden to put in there. But can you give me somebody better?
Well, like Thigpen. I mean, someone that's maybe younger and maybe a little more mobile and maybe has the ability to process the situation. Maybe a little quicker. Not okay. That Brandon can't. But there's quarterbacks out there that it just seems like there's no rush or no push to pursue.
Well, that John, I'll tell you, I that's actually not true. I mean, I appreciate your phone call and I appreciate your concern, and I would say the same thing that, look, if you're in a position to do something in the here and now, which this team definitely is, and obviously how these games unfold will have a lot to do with it, but we've seen instances in this league of teams with quarterback crisis, and this team has been through a crisis with three different starters in the first half of the season, but they've weathered it, we think, pretty well in light of how we've seen Jason Campbell play in two games and what we expect from that. But think of the Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
Now you talk about back to square one. Their square one is basically going to be Matt Flynn. They brought him back. And
what a ride that guy's had.
You know, you're talking about a guy who hasn't made a dent anywhere he's been other than the one game he played for Green Bay and all the money he made off that one game. And they went into the season with Seneca Wallace. Why? I have no idea. Because you could expect what happened to happen,
yes,
which was that they had no answer if Aaron Rodgers went down, and the worst-case scenario happened for them, and he's going to be out, it looks like, for a while. And there's a team that was looked to be like the easy winner of the NFC North, looked to be one of the favorites to represent the NFC,
sure,
in the Super Bowl, and their season is upside down. But they've been in a position now for weeks, or at least days, but close to weeks, actually, right? It's been more than a week, to pursue quarterbacking help, and they came up with Matt Flynn because he knows their system. I don't think it's a lack of urgency. I think it's more of a lack of availability. Is there anyone out there that you think really truly helps this team and gives it gives them the idea that if anything does happen to Jason Campbell, okay, well, you got this guy to carry it through. I think you're on your – I think you've exhausted your 9 or 10 lives.
It's just not that – there are not that many appealing options out there. Remember, the Buffalo Bills would have rather started, and they did, Jeff Toole over Matt Flynn. They cut Matt Flynn to start Jeff Toole. John Skelton was the other name that was being bandied about to try out there. John Skelton couldn't hack it in Arizona, where they were desperate for anybody to be a quarterback, didn't win the backup job in Cincinnati. There aren't great guys out there. Tyler Thigpen years ago had one nice stretch in the second half of the season for the Kansas City Chiefs. Yes, he's a little athletic, but he's never latched on in the league either. So it is it's just not that easy. The Cleveland Browns, and I'm just going to say this, the Cleveland Browns need Jason Campbell to play the rest of the season.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. Just like the Green Bay Packers would have said, we need Aaron Rodgers to play the rest of the season.
Just as the Broncos want that to be Peyton Manning, on and on and on.
He's making me nervous.
Those are your his health is his ankle or whatever it is. He's having the weekly MRIs and so forth. Look, you said it best. You hope against hope that the last quarterback quarterbacking the Browns is there now in Jason Campbell. You hope that. And at least when I say last, at least for this season, and of course longer than that, but let's just even focus, just keep the focus on the here and now this year. And I know people won't enjoy hearing this, but there is something to be said for your alternative, hopefully on a very short basis, that you don't have to lean on this guy for too long. But if you did have to go back to Brandon Whedon, you've gone back to someone who has absorbed, who should know this offense better than anyone you can get off the street. Now, what he does with his knowledge is the challenge, and that's the hard part. And you're laughing, but I say those words just on the basis of what the internal thinking is like. It's not
sure.
For lack of, well, we don't want to get anybody else because we know we're set with quarterbacking depth. I don't think anyone believes that. I don't have any sense that this is about liking Brandon Whedon, having that he has more merit over anyone else. It's when you're doing the hard football comparison, that's what they keep coming back to. So the argument is anybody else better? Thigpen, whoever it might be, Vince Young, just to bring a guy in that will, no, he's going to be better just because he's not Brandon Whedon. And I'm not entirely sure that that's true. I'm going to say entirely sure. I'll leave some wiggle room in there.
Yes.
But bottom line, what do you think? Can they say with a straight face, look, this is what we got.
There's nobody on the free agent market that the Green Bay Packers felt was talented enough in their own merits to bring in to assimilate to their system at this point in the season. They'd rather bring back Matt Flynn, who many people say has a dead arm, who by all accounts has been dreadful. They'd rather bring him back because he knows their system. So it's a matter of how much time does it take to get this guy, who maybe or may not be better than Brandon Whedon, assimilated to the system, as opposed to having a guy here who at least at the very basic level will have an understanding of the system. And again, it will be up to him to execute on that, but at least he knows what he's supposed to do here in this system. And, you know, listen,
I'm not trying to sell him. I'm just trying to
state Jason the Campbell reality. Needs to stay healthy for the next seven.
All right, let's go. Let's go. Chris Obanaya, we talked a little bit earlier about the running game of the Cleveland Browns, and our own Jameer Howerton from ClevelandBrowns.com sat down with Chris Obanaya. Take it away, Jay.
Thanks, Vic. Chris, taking a look back at yesterday's practice, how did the team look and feel as you guys came off the bye?
We looked energized. We looked like we were ready to come back, and everybody looks like they got a nice recovery in and was able to get back home, see their families or see their kids, and now it's time to get back to work.
Chris, seeing the way this AFC North division is starting to take shape, how exciting is Sunday's game going to be for the Browns?
It's very exciting. Anytime you get to play, there's a lot of excitement, but the fact that it's a division game and a division opponent makes it that much sweeter. It's our goal to win, obviously, but, you know, you take one game at a time, and your first thing that you really look at during camp is, you know, winning the division, because that sets you up for everything else, you know, making the playoffs and then whatever comes after that. So this is a step in the right direction for us, and hopefully we can take care of business on Sunday.
I know it's a one game at a time mentality within this locker room, but when you do look at the second half of the schedule, how do you break it down?
Well, we look at it as though we just finished halftime. We're coming into the third quarter, so we break the season down as though it's a game. You know, the first half of the season is done, so that can be equivalent to the first half of a game, and now we're entering the third quarter and just preparing ourselves for the first drive, and that's against Cincinnati.
One of the advantages you have during the bye week is to look ahead to your next opponent. When you look at the Bengals, what are you seeing different from this defensive unit that you didn't see in week four?
They're playing at a very high level the last couple of weeks. I think they had some good wins against Detroit, and they stumbled a little bit against Baltimore, but very solid unit. They lost one of their better players, Geno Atkins, to an ACL injury a couple weeks ago, but still very talented. I mean, their front seven is one of the best in football, so we'll have our work cut out for us. It's a great challenge for us, and we'll be looking forward to the opportunity.
Seeing how they do have some key injuries within that defensive unit, do you see an opportunity where you guys can exploit them and get the running game going?
Yeah, we hope so. I think that will come with practice. I haven't looked at our coach's game plan yet, but that's something we'll find out in the next couple hours, and then just go to work. You know, it doesn't really matter. You know, this is the NFL. Guys are going to step in for them, as we've had happen here, and so they're talented, a group, a well-coached unit by Coach Zimmer, and so we'll have our work cut out for us, like I said, but definitely, you know, want to get this game.
And as you guys gear up for the work week, just talk about that theme and the intensity that's going to be out here on the practice field.
It'll be very intense. I think anytime you come off a bye week where it allows guys to re-energize, catch up on some rest, you know, get their bodies right and whatnot, you come back with a lot more energy. It's not as strong as I would say starting training camp, you know, where everybody's very fresh, but it's allowed everybody to kind of catch up with their body clocks and go back to work.
Chris, good luck this week.
All right, thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
Jamir, thank you very much. Chris Obanaya, thank you. I like the way he framed that. The whole idea of the mentality of think of the season the way you think of a game, typical of what we just talked about with Billy Winn, the mindset of Rob Chudzinski, take it step by step. And it's a lot of these things sound like cliches, but I'll tell you, the players seem to have a full buy-in.
They do seem to have a full buy-in, and that is what is important. This is a team that seems very focused. You're getting a consistent message, and I think part of that comes from a consistent head coach to lead this team. But every player that we've spoken to, everybody we've talked to around here, the same message. Let's take care, win the one, focus on this big game here. Everything else is going to be, it's going to go as it's going to go, but we can start and help to control our own destiny for the first time in years by taking care of business this Sunday in Cincinnati. Hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, headed your way. We're going to kick things off with Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal. We'll also be joined, we'll do a little after further review and be joined by Gerard Cherry to round it out. So a loaded number two here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And don't forget to get in your barks from the Dog Pound, 216-578-0850, or tweet us at Browns_Daily. We'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily right after this.